Yivamis Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Dalad. Hacheresh Shenechlatz, where the Yovam, prospective Yovam, was Nechlatz, his shoe was taken off. It's interesting. We've had other times where the Yovam, the Yivama, he's Choleter. That's the way it's said. The Nusach HaMishnah is in the first Chelek in the Masechta. And we explain that Kilo, it's his decision, so it's him doing. But here the Mishnah is talking about the actual act. The Cheresh is Nechlatz. The shoe of a Cheresh is taken off. The Chareshes Shecholtzo. A Chareshes, was also has Din of a Shoita. She took off the shoe of the Yavam. Vacholetzes Lekoton. The Dini is Chalitzos Psula. The Gemara brings from a Braisa that whenever it says in this Perek the words Chalitzos Psula, we consider it a Maisa Chalitza enough that it should pass also Achim. That means if there's four brothers, one of them is a cotton, and the Yevama takes off the shoe with the Kavana Lachloit of the cotton, it's enough of a Maisa that she then becomes a Shtikel Chalitza, she's Asura Kol Achim. Even though Betzim Chalitza is not Chal, Midaraisa, she's not Yotzis L'shuk. But it's enough Psula to be Episa, Midarabon Epis, a Maisa Chalitza Livsoil. So the Rav brings that Lamaisa, according to the Rabban, this is all according to Reb Meir, but according to Rabban, in Chalitza's cotton klum v'le nifsa l'milis yabim. As I state. Now, the reason why Cheresh and a cotton, Chalitza's and a Chalitza, it would sound from the Mishnah it's not the same din. Because look how the Mishnah says, Cheresh and Nechatz, Cheresh and Cholza, Chalitza's le cotton. It sounds like a separate din. It should say, cotton, cheresh shayt v'cotton. Like saying that a cheresh shayt v'cotton can't be makna. L'chor, the reason for all them why they can't be makna is enom b'nei deyo. It sounds like over here there's a separate reason for cheresh and cheresh. Let's look at Kivayga over here, but it really comes from Tosis where the Gemara says that cheresh and cheresh has to be a different reason, because since the Torah says va'oma va'omra, there's an amira between the yavam and yavama. Even though the Mishnah before says that the amira is not ma'akev, but we have a famous principle of kol she'eni roi lebilo abila ma'akevis. When the Torah says va'omra, that's part of the parasha. Anybody who's not a bar amira is not part of the parasha. If somebody's a bar amira, he doesn't say okay, no, the chalitza chalitza. But if somebody's not a bar amira, Bila Makeves, and the Chalitza, not a Chalitza. That, by the way, would not only be for a Cheresh, or Va'omar, can't have a conversation, would be even for Ilum Ve'ilmas, even for somebody who's dumb, somebody who's a mute. If he can't talk, she can't talk, also that would be any Roy, and it would be Kol Sheroy Lebila, Bila Makeves, Kol Sheroy Roy Lebila, rather. So that's a special Dima Cheresh by Cheresh and Cheresh. It's cotton, no. Cotton, the reason why he's in the smile is ish ksiv bapasha. As I state in Gemara, and Tosfos asked the kasha, why don't we just say a uniform, a cotton, katana, cheresh, chereshes, they're all the same. So the Tosfos brings a klal that you have in other places in the Shas called godel oimid al gabov. Godel oimid al gabov means in certain instances, the godel could be standing over the cotton or over the cheresh, and his kavono will make the Maisa into a Maisa that should be valid. You have the same principle by Ksivas Haget. Where you don't have it, God Elohim Agav is not going to make that a Kotun could buy a house. Because at the end of the day, if the Kotun is the one doing the buying, his Maisa king is not Chal, he has to make the Chalois, he can't. We've discussed the halachas of Kotun and Ketana. Kotun and Ketana, their Maisim don't have Koyach to make a Chalois. Mashenkin, when we're talking about the Maisa of Chalitza, we've explained that by Chalitza you don't need the Maisa to create the Chalois. If the Maisa is done, the Chalois is Chal Me'elov. The Chalitz is not the Balabos on the Chalois that's Mafkir the Zika and Mater Hilashok. As long as the Maisa is a Maisa. What you could say is that a Kotten, a Ketana, a Cheresh, a Chereshes, they're La B'nei Kavona. On that B'nei Kavona is just a Chsorn in the Shem Maisa. On that, God Loimen Al Gabov helps. Tosfos, however, points out that a shoita is ain't mice of klum, because a shoita, God loim agav, a shoita doesn't know what he's doing. It's completely minanimna that a mice of a shoita should be considered halachically a mice. So Cheresh and Chereshes have its own logic. Koton and Ktano ish ksiv b'parsha. I just said Koton and Ktano, not so simple. Ish ksiv b'parsha. What about Ktano? We'll see b'amshach. But that's why it would be two different dinim. Ktano shecholza. What about a Ktano? She does the Maisa. Tachloitz mishe tagdil. What does that mean? Sounds like from the Mishnah there's a lechatchila that she should do the chalitza again mishetakta when she becomes a gedola. Vim loicholz, if she doesn't do it, chalitzosa psula. There's a whole machloikis over here. Look at the mafashim. There's Yerushalmi with a riff. Taisis Yomtu brings the divin shittas. There's one girsa that instead of chalitzosa psula in the Mishnah, it's really chalitzosa ksheira. What that would mean is that avad lechatchila mishetakdil. Do it again. We say that the chalitza is kshera, which would tell us that a ktano does not have the same din of a cotton. Again, remember that a cotton over here is not nismayit because it's a cotton, you can't shav chalitza. You don't need that. He's nismayit only because ish ksiv bapasha. We don't have that drosha by isha. It doesn't say isha. It says only ish. According to those that are goyis, according to the Rishayim, that are goyis chalitzosa psula, what you have to say is that there's a hekesh ish al ish, and the same way there's a mir on ish, there's a mir on ish. But that's, again, that's machlek sushayim. Mishnah hey. Cholza bishnayim. Let's say the chalitza was only done in front of two. Oy bishloisha was done in front of three. V'nimtza echem mehem koriv. Even though they don't have to paskin, but a koriv can't be a dayin, not als psul. This is a famous word that the reason why a koriv is possible is not because he's a neger bedova, but because a din, the two people that are related can't be in a process of din with a mizdayin or edim, aid with a baldover, dayin with a baldover. This is psul karv. The famous way the Rishayim say it is, Moshe and Aaron are two brothers and they're possible for each other, that's karv. Who's suspecting them of lying? That's not the word. This is a psul. So over here you have one of the dayonim is a psul because he's a karv to the yovim or yovama. Oy posul is taka apostle. He's a psula edus, so he's a psula dayonus. Chalitzos a psula. It has to be three ksherim. Reb Shimon and Reb Yochanan asan lamachshirin. That means even by two. Umaisa be'echad shecholatz be'nolo ve'no be'beisu asurim. It's a famous maisa where somebody was locked up. And the Heiliger of Kiva was then himself in jail. It was be'nolo ve'no be'beisu asurim. That what it means is it was be'nolo ve'no. And the Maisa came in front of Rabbi Kiva Bebeis Hasur when he was locked up in jail before he was killed by the Romans. V'ichshe, he was Machshe Avad, it's only B'di'evid. He was Machshe the Chalitza. Says to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds that the din of Nikshel Lefnei Askenim is not Ma'akiv. We don't pass him that way. We pass him that has to be in front of three Dayanim.